a voice that keeps on calling me.
The Playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
This is the playlist. That was OMD. OMD. Sailing on the Seven Seas. Oceans. Sailing on the Seven Oceans. Yeah. Ahead of that was Billy Ocean, Red Light Spells Danger. Because the theme this week, for every week there must be a theme, is ocean. And Sheepnik got in there before anybody else and suggested Billy Ocean. This is the playlist. I'm Darren. And in a weird twist of fate, I suppose, this theme this week was suggested by my son Billy. Kicking off with Billy Ocean was quite neat. So thank you very much, Sheepnik, for that. And OMD, Sailing on the Seven Seas, as suggested by Davybot, who apparently doesn't know the difference between an ocean and a sea. Good lord. We'll never make a nautical man out of you, David Bot. Welcome along. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to play some more tunes because there's some really great tunes to play tonight. Or this week, should I say, for those of you who aren't listening in the UK, where it isn't currently night. This next one was suggested by White Wolf. Very unusual for White Wolf's suggestion to come so early in the show. I don't know why that is, but here we go. This is Cinerama with Pacific, which is, if you're keeping count, an ocean.
Gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
cardiacs with Big Ship. I was going to say with some confidence, as suggested by Sod's lawyer, because that's what I've got here on my list in front of me. But Sod's lawyer has just said in the chat that he suggested a Cardiacs track this week, but it wasn't that one. So, not entirely sure what happened there. But, I hope you enjoyed it, Sod's lawyer. I'm sure Gary did as well, because Gary suggests a Cardiacs track at least once every other week. If he can help it. It's like he's being sponsored by them. Anyway, yeah, that was the Cardiacs' Big Ship. Ahead of that was Gary's suggestion, White Wolf's suggestion of Cinerama with Pacific. Lovely stuff. Thank you very much, chaps, for those suggestions. So yes, this is the playlist. I'm Darren, and the theme this week is Ocean, as suggested by my child, Billy. So thank you very much. Excuse me. We've got some absolutely cracking tunes coming up. We've got some Billy Joel, we've got Charles Trenet, Echo and the Bunnymen. Bunnymen. Is it Bunnymen? I don't know. Nor do I care. I am Darren, this is The Playlist, and this is 6.5 minutes of The Water Boys, because absolutely why not?
You're trying to make sense of something that you just don't see. Trying to make sense now, and you know that you once held the key. But that was the river, and this is the sea.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
The plainest.
On the 4th of July, 1806, we set sail from the sweet cove of Cork. We were sailing away with a cargo of bricks for the Grand City Hall in New York. 'Twas a wonderful craft, she was rigged for a laugh. You know how the wild winds blow her. She stood several blasts, she had 27 masts, and they called her the Irish Rover.
We had 1 million bags of the best loyal rags. We had 2 million barrels of stone. We had 3 million sides of our blind horses' hides. We had 4 million barrels of bones. We had 5 million hogs, 6 million doves, 7 million barrels of porter. We had 8 million vials of old nanny ghost tiles and a hold of the Irish Rover.
There was old Mickey Coote, who played hard on his flute when the ladies lined up for a set. He was tooting with skill for each sparkling quadrille, till the dancers were fluter and bet. With his smart, witty talk, he was cock of the walk, as he rolled the dame under and over. They all knew at a glance, when he took up his stance, that he sailed in the Irish.
Thank you. the banks of the Lee. There was Hogan from Chelsea to Hull. There was Johnny McGurk, who was scared of a war, and a man from Westmead come along. There was Slugger of Tull, who was drunk as a rule, and fighting Bill Tracy from Dover. And your man, Mike McCann, from the banks of the Burn, was a scout on the Irish Rover.
We had sailed 7 years when the measles broke out, and the ship lost its way in the fog. And a player of a crew was reduced down to two, just myself and the captain's old dog. And the ships took a rock, oh Lord, what a shock. The boat, it was turned right over. Turned nine times around, and the poor old dog was drowned. And the last of the Irish Rover.
Absolutely joyous. That was wonderful. That was the Pogues and the Dubliners with the Irish Rover from 1987, as suggested by Nicky Quote, who did link me to a YouTube clip of what is he proclaims to be his favourite live performance ever. But I went with the recorded version just because the quality was better. So go and look that up. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. So thank you, Nicky Quick, for that. Ahead of that was the Waterboys with This Is The Sea, as suggested by the Donzie Lass. So thank you very much for that suggestion. Sheepnik did suggest another Pogues track, Thousands Are Sailing, which I was so close to playing because it's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Just in the chat at the moment, they were discussing the fact that Shane McGowan's voice doesn't fit with anything, but I would say actually that it does fit really well with Thousands Are Sailing. It's gorgeous. I've never heard it before this week, so it will be on the extras playlist, which will play out after the show, but it will also be available up on your streaming services. And in the background, by the way, I was absolutely sick that I couldn't play the full track of this because it's gorgeous. This is Erland Cooper with Lump O' C, suggested by Rollo Treadway. Rollo is in my bed once more. I have about six beds to play tonight though I might not get through them all. But I had to include this one because it's gorgeous. I do love Erland Cooper, and the record this is from is gorgeous as well. So you should go and check out Erland Cooper. He's wonderful. Anyway, coming up next is another 6-minuter, but I have to play it today. I literally have to play it today, even though it's not about an ocean. It's about a boat on a lake. Well, a boat under a lake. 50 years ago today, we saw the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wave broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait, when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. When supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, "Fellas, it's too rough to feed you." 7 p.m. a main hatchway gave in. He said, "Fellas, it's been good to know you." The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. All that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Old Michigan steams like a young man's dreams, the islands and bays are for sportsmen. And farther below, Lake Ontario takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go, as the mariners all know, with the gales of November remembered. In a musty old hall in Detroit they prayed, in the Maritime Sailor's Cathedral. The church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.
Boo.
Something else. That was Billy Joel with the Downeaster Alexa, which I didn't know what that was about. Apologies for those of you who are listening through your good speakers and you have one of those in your room. I have one behind me. I'm surprised it's not yelling at me. Anyway, a Downeaster, as it turns out, is a type of fishing vessel. And according to Wikipedia, they could do San Francisco to Liverpool in 100 days, despite rounding Cape Horn and crossing the equator twice. That's quite something. Well, there you go. Thank you very much, Swisslet, for that suggestion. And thank you very much to Tiger Crash, Julian Lawson, and Liquor Vicar for all suggesting this bed, which I will now pump up because you're all going to be like, what is it? Yes, it's 808. Well, it's Bob State with Pacific State. So, yeah, I was going to play it in the actual, you know, the actual tune, but it being a bed, sorry, it being an instrumental and me having loads of tunes to play meant that I figured I'd just roll with it as a bed. So anyway, yes, thank you very much to all of you for these suggestions. And also, I have to point out the Gordon Lightfoot Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald was suggested by Spiegelmama, who is a fresh Jeffrey. Thank you, Spiegelmama. Right, onwards with the tunes. This next one was suggested by Roy and is El Cordova with Untitled Sea Shanty, or I Wrote a Sea Shanty, not entirely sure, but anyway, it's good.
Can you hear that roar? Do you feel that breeze? The siren song and the crack and shriek, the souls of the sunken call to thee. Can you hear the roar of the open sea? As we hear that roar from beyond the deep, we have no fear of myth or beast. Brave souls of tar and salt are we, and we'll answer the call of the open sea. Yo-ho, heave and blow, out with the morning tide we'll go. Sing our song, for the journey's long, but we shall be back someday. Can you see that red sun in the east? It pricks the sky and stains the sea. It keeps its watchful eye on thee. Can you see that blood red sun rising? As we see that red sun on the rise, we have no fear of luckless skies. Our ship is fit, our captain wise, and we'll reach our harbor by and by. Yo-ho, heave and blow, on with the journey we must go. Our course is set, we'll get there yet, and we shall not be swayed. Do you hear that thunder, feel that gale, whipping under starless veil, the old west winds like banshees wail? Do you hear the howl of the western gale? Yes, the wind may rage and the sea may sigh, and she may yet do her worst tonight, but even maelstroms must subside. So we'll heave to until morning light. Yo-ho, heave and row, into the tempest we will go. We'll lay a haul and beat the squall, for we shall not sink today. Can you hear that roar from beyond the deep? The monsters singing each to each, how restlessly they wait for thee. Can you hear the roar of the raging sea? Yes, we hear that roar, and we feel the blast of a swell that's curling o'er the mast. It's one last drink, boys, raise your glass, for the sea has brought us home at last. Yo-ho, heave and blow, down to the briny depths we go. Sing our song, that we're dead and gone, for they shall not find our graves. Yo-ho, heave and blow, down to the briny depths we go. Sing our song, that we're dead and gone, for they shall.
Always tell your mummy before you go.
Know me, but they don't know me. Take the time, take it slowly. Know I like to live boldly, but it's my life and they don't know me. Ocean stepping on shores, crash the wave, then I pause. Bring it back to the land, full cycle, like to make plans. People touching on tangents, handing me, they can't manage it, cause I talk a lot about bands. Find it weird, I got fans, I just ear it out and I dance. Ear it all, I can't fall, cause I'm ocean stepping on shores. Ocean stepping. stepping on. Like to sing along, but I've been a don. I'm just stepping on. And it's really enough, I don't give a fuck. Let the people talk. Hear it out and I'm bored. I'm just ocean stepping on shores. Ocean stepping on. Like to sing along, but I've been a don. I'm just stepping on. And it's ringing off, I don't give a fuck. Let the people talk. Hear it out and I'm bored.
Nice place. Keep moving, don't stay. Rolling stone in a rage. Time needs its own space. Light coming in crazy. Tide coming in crazy. Sky stepping on a sunbeam. Ocean stepping on a state. Ocean stepping on a daydream. Yeah.
John Glacier with Ocean Steppin' featuring Sampha. That was really lovely. Thank you, Rollo Treadway, for that suggestion. And ahead of that, suggested by Roy 2, was El Cordova with Untitled Sea Shanty. Or, well, the video that it was taken from on YouTube was just I Wrote a Sea Shanty, so call it what you will. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and the theme this week is ocean, which is why there's been songs about seas, including this next one. Yeah, this one was suggested by Ian Robinson and is Ina Roldson with Sea.
Where the fields go from a dark brown to a riveted and bright yellow. Where the cars slow their speed down and the boats glide on mirrored sea. Where the sun don't ever set or it never comes up. Where the sky turns violet and the weather don't stop. I spent so long looking for a way I could be a part of another home. I tried so hard blocking out the waves, but my ocean heart never let it go. This people, my people, sea people, can I really leave? This people, my people, sea people. Sails up where the ancient mountains are the ruler of us. I spent so long looking for a way I could be a part.
beautiful stuff from Ina Roldson there with C, suggested by Ian Robinson. And this next one was suggested by Aaron, who said that perhaps it might be a bit too much. And to that I say, no sir, not at all. This is Tori Amos with A Thousand Oceans. Makes up for all the seas, I suppose.
These tears I've cried a thousand oceans, and if it seems I'm floating in the darkness, well, I can't believe that I'll keep you from flying.
Almost forgot. I'm also going to need you to go ahead and
listen.
That was the Pixies. This is the playlist. I am Darren, and this is Twin Atlantic.
A bottle, I swear, I swear. And you can ask the Madonna if she cares, she cares. But she's hooked on the bottle, I swear, I swear. You know it's the end of our sweet universe. You know that we blame it on ourselves.
From 2011, that was Twin Atlantic, which is a band I'd never heard of until this week. So thank you, Plague Doc, for that suggestion. Ahead of that was the Mighty Pixies with Wave of Mutilation, suggested by Liquor Vicar. And ahead of the top of the hour was Tori Amos with A Thousand Oceans, as suggested by Aaron. So thank you very much. All fine suggestions from the top to the very, very bottom of the ocean. The Mariana Trench, you know, you could say, digging the going as deep as we possibly can into these cuts, baby. This next one here on the playlist, suggested by Erased Citizen, lovely Tom, who may well be taking time out from playing with his layout, that's trains, to listen to the show. So thank you very much for the suggestion, Tom. This is Yellow Card with Ocean Avenue. You see?
There's a place off Ocean Avenue where I used to sit and talk with you. We were both 16 and it felt so right. Sleeping all day, staying up all night. Staying up all night.
Charge, eating a
playlist,
a succulent Chinese
playlist.
Long on the
That was the Frank and Walters with Indian Ocean, as suggested by CC Ferry. So thank you very much, Kieran, for that. Who is over in the chat, by the way? So go and join him with all the others, actually. It's not like he's sat there on his own, like the cool guy he is. Go and join the chat, stream.djdarren.site, if you're into that kind of thing, which you probably should be. New bed, by the way. Isn't that lovely? This is Paddy Keenan, Out on the Ocean, as suggested by... Oh, CC Ferry, well, there you go. I don't just throw this together, folks. No, sir. This is the playlist. Shut up, Darren. That was the Frank and Walters. And ahead of that was Yellow Card, Ocean Avenue, as suggested by Erased Citizen, who I believe Yellow Card are possibly the only pseudo skate punk band with a violinist or a fiddle player, or I don't know what the instrument is, but yeah, one of them. Anyway, it was good. I enjoyed it. And I hope you enjoyed it too, because that's what I'm here. I'm here to please. Anyway, I thought that the Frank and Walters track sounded a lot like Echo and the Bunnymen, which is why I've queued up Echo and the Bunnymen for next. This one, as suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, is Ocean Rain. It has a very quiet intro.
Oh, let's see again. Now my hurricanes brought down this ocean rain to bathe me again. My ship's a sail, can you hear its tender frame screaming from beneath the waves, screaming from beneath the waves. All hands on deck at dawn, sailing to sadder shores. Your port in my heavy storms harbors the blackest thoughts. I'm at sea again. Now your hurricane brought down ocean rain to bathe me again. My ship's a sail, can you hear its tender frame screaming from beneath the waves, screaming from beneath the waves. On deck at dawn, sailing to sadder shores. Your port in my heavy storms harbors the blackest thoughts. Your port in my heavy storms
lacquer's thorns. Oh, let's see again now.
Radio. I never heard so much shit in all my life. Sailor Ripley, you get
the greatest.
On that radio, this ends and I made it.
Going down, down, down.
going down, down, down. And overhead, the curlew's cry. We're through the dusky upland grass. The young brown-throated reapers pass like silhouettes against the sky. Going up, up, up. Going down, down, down.
Wasn't that lovely? That was Hector Zazu featuring Suzanne Vega and John Cale with The Long Voyage. That was a really lovely one to get lost in, actually. I enjoyed that. Thank you very much to Seven Sleepers Music for that suggestion. And ahead of that was Echo and the Bunnymen. Echo and the Bunnymen. Echo, got a fine voice, hasn't he? Wonderful stuff. That was Ocean Rain, as suggested by Sharon Gascoigne, and Plus One by Liquor Vicar. So thank you very much all for those suggestions. Yeah, there's been some really lovely tunes tonight, which there are every week, because, you know, you fine people are just oodles of class. That's what you are. You can put that on your CVs. Oodles of class, says Darren. Anyway, on to matters of great import. This week's show brought to you by a tin of Vintersaga Swedish Christmas gingerbread biscuits. Thank you very much to Ian IKEA for sponsoring this week's show with your Vintersaga ginger biscuits. Thank you, Ian IKEA. Go to IKEA. Buy biscuits and a mattress and other plastic plants. Yeah, IKEA. Ian IKEA and his fine furniture. Shut up, Darren. This next one was suggested by, gotta look at me list, Tiger Crash, but I think, yeah, it was also suggested by Swisslet as well, who did also suggest the American version of this. But I'm going to play the original French one. This is Charles Trenet with La Mer.
La Mer, qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs, a des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie. La mer, au ciel d'été, confond ses ses blancs moutons, avec les anges si purs, la mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Je voyais près des étangs ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer les a bercés le long des golfes clairs et d'une chanson d'amour. La mer a bercé mon cœur pour la vie, la mer, qu'on voit danser le long des golfes clairs, à des reflets d'argent. La mer, des reflets changeants sous la pluie, la mer. Au ciel d'été, confond ses blancs moutons avec les anges si purs. La mer, bergère d'azur infinie. Voyez, près des étangs, ces grands roseaux mouillés. Voyez, ces oiseaux blancs et ces maisons rouillées. La mer, elle est à bercer le long des golfes clairs. Il dit une chanson d'amour là-bas. C'est mon cœur pour la vie.
We were sitting out on the playlist.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the South and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
Oh,
fan of songs that they get a groove and then just kind of roll with it for 10 minutes. Just, you know, this isn't a song anymore, it's just a jam session. I like that. That was really nice. That was Donovan with Atlantis, as suggested by Steve199. Donovan's one of those artists that I've been aware of my entire life, and I don't think I've ever actually listened to any more than about 3 of his songs. So, I'm going to check that one out. That was really nice. I really enjoyed that. Ahead of that was Charles Trenet with La Mer, as suggested by Tiger Crash. Of course, the original to the Bobby Darin sort of reworking of Beyond the Sea, which was suggested by Swisslip as well. But I thought, do you know what? Let's go with the original French one, just because. Right, well, we're into the last 23 minutes before I'm off to bed, so let's play some more tunes. I feel like Davybot has found a little cheat code for this. He's getting 2 tracks this week, because he suggested one that's only a minute and 20 seconds. From Bob's Burgers, of all things, this is a wonderful piece of Marshmallow singing her version of Seabird. Enjoy.
There's a road I know I must go, even though I tell myself that road is closed. Listen, only seabird, you've been away from land too long, oh, too long.
We're about to start on a long sea voyage, you and I, maybe 20,000 miles. I'm ready for anything, and I hope you are a good sailor.
So heave away, me hearties, for the call of the sea is strong.
And we're away. The tides are right, soon there'll be just us and the ocean. Us and the ocean.
Oh, allow me to introduce this young man.
Mr. Scruff.
A fine-looking fellow.
A friend of all creatures in the sea.
I see. Do you see what I see?
What?
Where?
The colourful little 64-page booklet packed with recipes and hints.
By George!
I'm sure there are many things we can find here to eat.
Just then, the Scruff rushed up to the captain with some news.
What is it, my lad?
If you want a nourishing fish dish, you must do as I say.
All right, Scruff, but be careful.
Put a barnacle
or a
sea cucumber
onto a piece of foil.
Like this.
At this point, add the extra ingredients.
Bread, cheese, sausage,
herrings, 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 herrings. You know, they're cheap and they're delicious. Herrings, herrings, herrings. I eat them an awful lot.
Now I've got to get into the fish tank and sing.
Ahoy, ahoy, I'm captain of my ship.
Fresh.
Ahoy, ahoy, I'm ready for the trip.
Oh, yeah.
Ahoy, have you seen the whale?
I'm looking out for one of the most impressive sea creatures of them all, the whale.
The whale, the whale, the whale,
the whale.
About the size of a good sardine.
And what about that fish there?
Huh? Oh, 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 listen, you're off your head. That's not a fish, that's a
whale.
Really?
It breathes air. It's a
a mammal.
Quite remarkable.
Hooray!
Fish. Ah, and you don't stop, and you don't stop. Fish. Ah, and you don't stop. Oh, yeah.
What do we got here?
One of the sailors has spotted a whale.
Whales, Captain! Hundreds of them! They're all around the ship!
Let me look.
Look! Up there!
Oh, yes, I see. I've got them in my binoculars now.
Big whales blowing through their nostrils. Nostrils. Nostrils.
Then they heard a very funny noise.
Fish. It's a funny noise, but it's a whale, all right.
Let me interpret there.
The friendliest, most affectionate creatures in all the oceans, with an undersea language all their own. Yes, they're almost human. And they're still with us as we come into harbour. It's been a long trip, 20,000 miles, and I hope that you'll remember for a long time to come where we've been, what we've seen, what we've heard, the sights and sounds of the sea.
Goodbye to Sally and goodbye to Sue. Rio. And you who are listening, goodbye to you.
Today, in the world of freedom, the proudest boast is, Ich bin ein
Christ.
Theodorus, denim on a dunce and diamonds on the British walkers. Boogie banded trigger fingers, quick to do the talking. We ain't trying to hear it, you could tell your story jogging. Porsches on the promenade, we only pose a portion. Divas that we dally, you don't ever see them often. Counting Celtics green, got some baddies out in Boston. Sailor tuxedos, got the Teflon when we toasting. Throwing open orgies when I'm in my Oval Office. Oceans galore, let it pour and they get wetter. Got your nigga calling, asking questions, that's a setup. Hit the calisthenics, cause you know I get my reps up. Ask anybody and they tell you I got next up. Three amigos sipping and they call me El Guapo. Tiny two shot, I take the meat up out your taco. Pocket chubby chub, we don't do the El Flaco. I need a dubby dub, I'ma hit my nigga macho. Esteban, ego on Carlito, Benny Blanco, blaming Babylon. Last seen driving in the stolen yellow Avalon. Wanna ride the horse, she ain't wanna put the saddle on. Sauce the fettuccine, we not here to get no Babylon. Bought her girlfriend and she said they both swingers. Flipping syrup off my $1 million Butterfingers. Hit the Kit Kat, had the spoon stirring creamer. Bungee jumping Becky out the back of the black Beamer. Geechee sway cold, he be launching heat seekers. Benachi at the Roxy with a Foxy in the bleachers. Leeches on the leather, we just pluck them with the tweezers. G-Money jumping in the back of Nino Jeeper. New Jack the City, roll your wins in my Khalifa. Looking Daryl Mack, no laces in the Adidas. Sailing Costa Rica, no signal, you can't reach us. Watch the water change like the color of my reefers. Believers, don't you know? Oceans galore, wet 'em up, wet 'em up, 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 oceans galore, wet 'em up, oceans galore, oceans galore, oceans galore, oceans galore, oceans galore. Never seen it before. Wet 'em up, wet 'em up, oceans galore. Wet 'em up, wet 'em up, oceans galore. Wet 'em up.
Well, that was an abrupt ending, wasn't it? And I was paying attention, because I am a professional. That was Geechee Suede with El Quapo, I guess that's pronounced. That was suggested by Sierd, and the reason for that is obviously Oceans Galore and all that at the end of it, but also a sample from a song from the Oceans 12 soundtrack, so there you go. Oceans, baby. Fits across the board here. Underneath me now is Gary. Gary Whitewolf has slipped into my bed now. That's Utah Saints, would you believe, with Transatlantic Glide. So there you go. Utah Saints, you. Anyway, ahead of that was, ahead of Geechee Suede was Mr. Scruff with Ahoy There, suggested by Kara from the album Trouser Jazz. Wonderful. I'm here for Trouser Jazz. And yeah, before that was Marshmallow from Bob's Burgers singing her version of Seabird, which is lovely. So thank you very much, Davey Bot, for that. This next one was suggested by Heapy, and by some miracle, I found a radio edit of it. The original track is about 9.5 minutes long, which is obviously too long. But finally, for the, I think, possibly third or fourth time of suggesting it, Heapy gets Pearls Girl by Underworld. We'll be right back. Well, that was great stuff, wasn't it? That was Underworld with Pearl's Girl. Thank you very much, Heapy, for the suggestion. Nice. Well, this is The Playlist. I'm Darren, and I will be here for another 8 minutes, and then I'm off to bed. So, on to important matters. Next week's theme. Ah, yes. So, next week's theme is going to be... Hang on, let me bring up my thing here, and... So, next week on The Playlist. Maximum Nut November. Sorry. I just made myself... Maximum Nut November. Because I really love peanuts, and I think it would be great to have a show all about legumes and such. God, I'm a child, aren't I? Yeah, Maximum Nut November. And it's going to be great. Oh, do you know what? I haven't even queued up my next song. God, I am a quote-unquote professional here, aren't I? All right, this next one, as suggested by Mr. Andrew D, is The Hoodoo Gurus.
I kiss the ground on which you walk. I kiss the lips through which you talk. I kiss the city of New York where I first met you. You're my darling, don't forget it. Cause I'm the guy who will regret it. I love you more than when I said it. When I first met you, I love the way you talk, you walk, you smile. Your smile like now, like wow. In no magazine, but you're the best that's ever been. I'm glad that I met you. Take every day now as it comes. You take the cake, I'll keep the crumbs. I only hear the sound of drums in my heart. Means that I get you.
Well, mercifully for all involved, that's about all I've got time for this week, so thank you very much once again for joining me. It has been a pleasure and an honour to utilise two of your hours. You don't get those hours back. No, you don't. You can write to the management all you like, but you won't get them. I've been Darren. This has been The Playlist. I am a quote-unquote professional. That was suggested by Mr. Andrew D and was Hoodoo Gurus, like wow, Wipeout, it was called. And It was good. I liked that. Very good indeed. This last one was suggested by Giflian and is Hey Ocean with Big Blue Wave. Enjoy. And good night.
All we do is mess around, but I know that it's love we found, and I know that it's here to stay. It's more than just a word we say.
And the only prescription is the playlist.